discussion with the with the Secretary of the National Assembly and Ms. Mayenne, the head of committee section. What gets put before the House is the what is called the B version, which is the clean version. Okay. Effectively, it would be the TIP clean bill that gets put before the House. We have to approve in terms of the rules, and I mean, if Mr. Romano can disagree with me if need be, we have to approve in terms of the rules, the amendments, which is effectively what we've got here in this TIP bill as introduced and cleaned. Okay. The A version that Ms. Williams is eagerly waiting to prepare is actually not a requirement. And sorry, Ms. Williams. It is apparently seen as best practice by the committee section as a result of the problems with the children's bill, where I think there wasn't agreement on what the amendments were. But it's not, we don't have to suspend any rules by not having it, and I think we won't have it. Yeah. So Chair, my understanding is we're approving then this intro and cleaned version, and then what goes before the House is the effects of that in the clean version, which becomes the B version.
And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right. I don't. Better whisper that. No, we're teasing the NCOP. All right. So, Mrs. Steyn, you're going to tell us what you've amended, and we'll approve it, and then we'll go through the formal process.
Mr. Chair, I just want to make sure this is with regard to the schedule.
Yes, that's all.
Right. The document that was handed out now is a version of the bill as we discussed this morning. What we did is to amend the schedule. The amendment of the Criminal Procedure Act,
right,
by the insertion of this new section 261A on page 66.
66.
What we did there in subclause 2 is to provide that for the words or any involvement in the offence as provided for in section 10 of the Prevention and Combating Trafficking Act. We originally indicated there or any attempt to commit that offence, but because of clause 10 that makes it an offence, the involvement in trafficking, which includes the attempt, we changed the wording to refer specifically to involvement in the offence in terms of section 10, and then to take out or any attempt to commit that offence. That was done in subclause 2. With regard to paragraphs C, D, E, F, and G, the offences in the Criminal Law Sexual Offences Amendment Act, you will note that we also indicated next to it or any attempt to commit that offence. It is suggested that we take that out because the Sexual Offences Act does not make it a specific offence, the attempt. version, and we would then, like to...
So that's come out.
That's, yeah? That comes out, yes.
From C.
Yeah. C, D, E, F, and G. Yes.
Or any attempt to commit that offense.
That offense.
Why is it not an offense to attempt? It's already covered in terms of the Riotous Assemblies Act. If you go and look at the Sexual Offences Act itself, for example, the offence of rape, it only provides for rape, but it doesn't provide for an attempt to rape. So if we're going to include any attempt here, that basically means we're creating an offence which doesn't exist in this Act.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, Riotous Assembly. all right.
Chairperson, with regard to paragraphs 8, H, I, J, K, and L.
Yes.
Those are the offences in the trafficking bill.
Right.
And there we do make provision for involvement.
Any attempt.
Yes, by the involvement offence,
right.
And that has been amended now to read debt bondage, for example, as provided for in section 5, and then in inserting or any involvement in the offence as provided for in section 10 of the Prevention and Combating of Trafficking in Persons Act, and then deleting the part or any attempt to commit that offence. Now that has been done in respect of H, I, J, K, and L.
Okay.
With regard to M, N, O, and P, this is where we spot that there was, you know, something was amiss here. Is you will see that there's no provision or any attempt to commit that offence, and we suggest that it stays that way for
okay.
the reason, as we've said.
All right.
Yes, as I indicated earlier, there are no further amendments to the rest of the schedule.
Right. Great. So, there you have it, honourable members. Decision time.
Yeah, Chair, I see that the version that Mr. Romanos has given out now, which is the version that Ms. Staines referred to, has the other amendments. So, for example, that thing on the commencement, I see they put in the provision from the
poker. All right. Do you want to go through clause by clause?
Yeah, I thought we did that this morning.
No, approving them clause.
No, I thought we were doing that this
right.
morning, Chair. That
okay.
was my understanding.
Then, I'm putting the bill to you, as amended.
Yes.
All in favour?
Yes.
Any objections? No objections? Agree to. Thank you.
Chair, this has all happened, it's done, so we can't go back, but I'm very surprised that usually the DA come with this thing about, oh, we've got to go and ask our caucus and we're abstaining.
Mr. Ambrosini did ask if we needed his assistance. Well, I said I can't stop him. I can't force him. I said to him, he says, if you instruct me, I said, no, I can't do that. Oh, okay. I forgot about that. All right. Yeah. They're dealing with finance bills that nobody understands, that come from Basel, Switzerland. Quite worrying. Yes. Anyway, honourable members, thank you. You want to?
Yeah, I would just like to say that this is the most unbelievably long and difficult bill, and I think we really should thank the officials and everyone
yes.
from the Law Commission and all of you guys for the hard work. I think it's really been hard and long, and it's really good. Thank you.
On the other hand, when we finish the PPI, we thank Mr. Jeffrey Pink and and we deserve champagne for that, and you deserve champagne for this.
I want to echo what Mrs. Schaefer's just said on behalf of the whole committee. You guys have done sterling work. It hasn't been easy. and we trust that the judicial officers will see it as such. But seriously, we commend you for the hard work you've done, and we thank you for that. All right. That being the case, we're done. Report, committee report, yes. Simple one. Should we have a detailed committee report?
Yes, remember we said we're going to talk about those provisions.
Which provisions, Debbie?
We would like to see as much implemented as possible.
I see.
You know, but we do acknowledge that there might be
different. There might be different times,
yeah,
dates.
Something
right.
Like
okay.
And also just put the...
That is exactly what I said this morning. Dean is asking, does anyone read these reports? And I was just telling her, she wasn't here, that's exactly what I said.
No. When the courts strike down the act, then the judicial officers will be reminded. We had a report, and it said certain things. All right.
No, we need to just say that we are concerned. We would like the criminal provisions
immediately,
but we also have concerns as to how the victims are going to be dealt with and acknowledge that there may be delays necessary, but urge that as few provisions as possible are delayed.
Okay. All right. Is that okay with all of you honourable members?
Yes.
Good. Well, anything else? Then we're adjourned. Thank you. Please.
Yes.